Now, I shouldn't take this song down here now, but Paul is here to talk movies, and we don't have an awful lot of time. But I just want to, how are you, Paul? We were talking about fat sludge earlier on and all the rest of it, etc. You weren't listening to that. Okay, fair enough.
I didn't hear that.
Okay. You were dashing.
I'm sure it was brilliant.
But I've got to give this because, like, there was a guy, an underwater guy who controlled the sea, got killed by 10 million pounds of sludge from New York and New Jersey. If you don't believe us, look, listen. Give me the start again, listen. Fat bird coming up.
An underwater guy who controlled the sea. Got killed by 10 million pounds of sludge from New York. And
you see, it can kill you.
Like
now, Paul,
song.
Very
like
quickly.
Song, yes.
Paul is here to talk movies. Tell us, what's on the cinema this weekend?
Avengers, Age of Ultron, obliterate everything for the next few weeks. And unless Star Wars has something to say about it, it could be the biggest film of the year again.
Biggest film of the year.
The last one made 1.5 billion, and they'll be disappointed if this one doesn't do something similar. Yeah.
Sorry, the 0.5 billion is 500 million plus the 1 billion.
And this one, I mean, people who like the last one, and an awful lot of people like the last one, will like this one as well. It's the same sort of thing. Joss Whedon likes jokes. It's very light-hearted. A little bit.
Is it not a bit darker than the first one I heard? No,
you heard wrong.
I
didn't find it darker than the first one. I found it less annoying than the first one.
Is there a story, or is it just a Hollywood financial investment? Because like, much as I like these movies, and I really do, and I enjoy them, and that I've heard there's going to be 10 more or something. Seriously.
Oh yeah, no. This is the 11th installment in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and there's loads more coming. There's about 30 more superhero films coming in the next few years.
But is there any money going into any other kinds of movies
at all?
That's
the problem. You've hit the nail on the head. All the films that might have got made don't get made because of this craze.
Yeah.
This one is fine. There's a fairly decent story about this computer program that Tony Stark decides will save the world, you know, bring peace to the world. But as soon as he gets it going, it develops a god complex and decides that mankind's the problem.
Right.
That's
so the machines take over.
Yeah, and it's quite well done. And the effects, you take the effects for granted in these things. The effects are extraordinary.
Yeah, I'd say they probably are computer generation scale spectacle, but there is a story there. There's a bit of humanity somewhere along the way.
There's a little bit. The bit of humanity comes from Scarlett Johansson, as character, the Black Widow, who's fleshed out much more in this and her relationship with the Hulk. There's some heart in that, but you know,
that's Ruffalo,
not a lot
again,
going around.
Mark Ruffalo. Yeah. Okay, well anyway, the Avengers, the Age of Ultron, so you know what to expect and you get
it.
Okay, anything else on?
Yeah, something the complete opposite of that. Carol Morley, who made that very good documentary a couple of years ago about the woman in London who died.
It's
a really good documentary.
Yeah.
She's Paul Morley's younger sibling. The Falling is a fantastic film. It's a very odd British film that feels like those great sort of British horror films from the late 60s. And it's about this this old girls' school in the 60s. And one of them dies and had been having fainting fits. And there's this outbreak of fainting fits among the rest of the school. And it's like this mass hysteria thing, or is it? It's a lovely film, lovely looking film. Totally the opposite of Age of Ultron.
Doesn't sound lovely.
It's lovely. It's kind of odd and eerie, but it's got a sense of humour and it just looks great. Right.
The Falling is
film.
Total thumbs up.
Yes,
I mean, The Avengers is thumbs up, but you know what you're...
Okay,
all right. So
three quarters of the way up,
All right, anything else?
There's The Good Lie, which is this Reese Witherspoon film. Did you see that?
No, but I'll tell you, Reese Witherspoon is really, she's going out there now, isn't she? She's getting away from all the things she used to be doing.
Yeah, she is, and she dowdies down in this film to let us know that she's acting.
Yeah.
And it's based on a true story of these Sudanese refugees who came back to...
He needs the water. He got in very quickly.
Got in very fast. Yeah, they are sent. They have horrible childhoods in Sudan, and then they're sent to America and to Kansas City of all places. And they have a kind of. It's about their reaction to that. It's a bit sentimental and maybe a little bit patronising, but it's well done and a well told story.
Right. Okay. And anything else? Isn't there Russell Crowe?
Russell Crowe and Michael Winterbottom. The Emperor's New Clothes, which is they're banging on about 2000. The global
Russell Brand. Did I say Russell Crowe? Sorry,
Russell Brand. One of us said Crowe. And it's Russell Brand doing his cheeky chappy routine. He goes back to Shoreditch where he grew up and has tea and bickies with the poor people to find out how bad life has been for them. And then he goes into banks and shakes his fist.
So it is a documentary in a Michael Moore kind of way.
Yeah, it's kind of more polemic than it's more a polemic than a Michael Moore doesn't make documentaries. Either
right, okay.
it's a polemic, and it's all right, but we've just heard it all before, really.
But like, does he come across as articulately Stephen
Fry?
Oh,
he does, and he's very clever, and he writes in The Guardian and everything. He's a clever fellow, and very interesting fellow as well, and I like him, and I like his take on things.
Yeah.
But it's just that all this has been gone over again and again, and the going into the foyers of banks and shaking his fist seems a bit kind of impotent.
Okay, well, The Good Lie, you would say thumbs up, though, because it's trying to do the best
it can. Yeah, it's a nicely made film, and the first part of it is very well done. It's very distressing, but very well done. Yeah, it's worth a look.
The Falling.
The Falling I love, yeah.
What's the Russell Brand one called?
It's called The Emperor's New Clothes.
The Emperor's New Clothes.
Yeah.
Okay, so decent enough, yeah. Anything on the small screen, or do you have anything in the top of your head now?
Top of my head on the small screen.
No, you don't.
The Good Wife is back. For people who haven't been following it on More Four, it's back on RT, which is not a film I know, but I love it, and it's back, and it's a very good series, actually. You've seen that.
No, I haven't seen it, but I believe, I have seen quite a lot, but I believe, I don't know what I'm watching at the moment, The Jinx, mother of jeepers, I've got one to go. I've seen five, there's only six.
Is it good?
Wow, it's just weird.
Yeah. Like,
then when the real court case, it'll be O.J. Simpson all over again in August, it's just off the wall.
Yeah.
Okay, look, I better do the competition, so Paul, thanks. I mean, you're writing about Bogart and the Independent today.
I am.
You'll be a fan, yeah.
Long obsession.
Maltese Falcon, you say, is his best. I don't know about that.
You disagree with me, how dare you?
No, we'll discuss this while Larry's on, listening to the Golden Hour. I'll tell you what.